This is Tom Warren inviting you to be with us for the next 5 minutes for five gospel minutes as we continue our study of how to prepare to meet the various kinds of suffering, the various kinds of trouble and tribulation that can come into human life. The suggestions that I'm making to you are based upon plain and simple teachings of the Bible. My friends, you can be certain that God does exist, that the Bible is His Word. You can depend upon what the Bible teaches. You know, to live the life of trust is to live a life of taking God at His Word. In Romans chapter 4, verses 20 and 21, the Bible tells us that Abraham wavered not through unbelief, but was fully persuaded that what God had promised, he was able also to perform. And so today I urge you to prepare for suffering by filling your heart with the Bible. The psalmist declared, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." In each and every one of the temptations of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the record of which is given in the fourth chapter of Matthew, verses 1 through 11, he met each of the temptations with a "thus it is written," that is, referring to some passage from the Word of God. You can see then how important it is that your heart and mine be filled with a knowledge of the Bible. Whatever kind of trouble, whatever kind of tribulation comes your way, the Bible has the answer. And if you know the Bible, if you know what the Bible teaches, then you can use it in order to meet that trouble. And so I urge upon you a daily, prayerful, systematic, meditative study of the Word of God. The Apostle Paul said to Timothy, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." And that means simply to study the Bible so much and to the extent that you are able to accurately interpret it and to use it in the various ways that are needed in your life. Not only to learn what to do to be saved, to be baptized into Christ, but how to live the Christian life. And that entails the living the happy life of having peace of mind, as Paul indicated in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, when he said, "In nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God that passes understanding shall guard your hearts and thoughts in Christ Jesus." My friend, the Bible can bring you peace of mind. It can bring you strength. It can bring you courage. Jesus said in John chapter 16 and verse 33, "In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." And you know the expression, "be of good cheer," means be of good courage. Today, store up the Word of God in your heart that you might not fall away. Another suggestion I make in by way of helping you to prepare to meet suffering is that you should keep in mind the fact that you will live on after your physical death occurs. While he was in the midst of suffering, Job made it clear that he could accept and endure his suffering better if he could only know that he would live again after physical death. The Apostle Paul explained this sublime truth in his second epistle to the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 17 and 18. Paul made it clear that even the most severe suffering which men must endure in this life are not worthy to be compared with the blessings of eternal life in heaven with the Lord. Romans chapter 8, verses 17 and 18. The hope of everlasting life will serve as an anchor to the soul, which may tend to drift away. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19. May God bless you in your efforts to prepare to meet suffering.